Morning Edition continues. I'm Colin Jackson. A bus driver shortage in Kentucky and across the nation is adding to family stress as students return to school. The shortage of bus drivers is complicating the start of a school year already besieged by COVID-19. Lisa Autry reports on how this logistical nightmare is playing out in some Kentucky school districts.
Chip Jenkins is transportation director for Warren County Public Schools. He's normally behind a desk, but lately he's been behind the wheel.
It's definitely tasking, mentally, physically. I drive 6 hours a day myself sometimes.
It's all hands on deck in the Warren County School District, which is short 30 drivers. In his 2 decades on the job, Jenkins says it's the biggest challenge he's had since the September 11th terrorist attacks. Drivers are currently combining routes or doubling routes.
We call the schools and say, look, we're going to have to finish our regular routes and come get these children after the fact. So it could be hour and a half later before we can, you know, safely get them home.
Some districts have even had to cancel routes, leaving it up to parents to get their children to and from school.
Can I get all eyes up here? Okay, I just want to remind you, we went over at the beginning of class, but we're going to look at it again. An evidence-based
in Logan County, Tina Shoemake teaches 7th grade English at Russellville Middle School. Right, Shoemake has been moonlighting, driving a bus early in the morning, teaching all day, then driving in the afternoons as well.
I have to be here by 6 o'clock to set up my classroom, go get the bus. I drive the route to pick up the middle and high school students, drop them off, go pick up the elementary, drop them off, come back here, teach for the rest of the day, leave towards the end of my last class to go get the bus and pick up the middle and high and deliver them and return to the elementary and deliver them home. Day ends about 5 o'clock. It does make for a long day, but I think everyone in our district, we've all had to step up and fill different roles.
Alisa Handley leads pupil transportation for the Kentucky Department of Education. She says the bus driver shortage is nothing new, but COVID-19 has exacerbated the problem.
Many drivers are retirees. You know, we have drivers who before the vaccine weren't comfortable. We have drivers who still with the vaccine aren't comfortable.
Jefferson County, the state's largest school system, needs 211 drivers. Marshall County needs 55, and Wayne County is looking to hire 48 drivers. Hardin County needs 25. 18 are needed in Henderson County, 12 in Davis County, and 10 in Pulaski County. Most every school system needs a combination of full-time and substitute drivers, as well as bus monitors. Jim Nelson drives one of the special needs buses for Warren County Public Schools. While he hasn't been impacted like other drivers, he knows their struggles.
You just listen to them on the radio going, okay, well, I'm going to go, such and such driver is going to go over here, such and such driver is over here. All the managers and mechanics are out. They're trying to fill in the gaps. And it's just amazing hearing, it's almost like a ballet of who's going to go where, down what street, at what time, so that they make sure that they don't miss these kids.
Some districts in Kentucky are offering up to $20 an hour in an effort to recruit bus drivers. Warren County's starting pay is $16.48 an hour. The district is using other cash incentives, including a $500 referral bonus and a $500 sign-on bonus. So far, that's helped. The district recently added 5 drivers and 5 more are in training. Warren County is also considering offering training on evenings and weekends. Even if there's a sudden influx of applicants, it can take 6 to 8 weeks to certify drivers who must pass a background check, get their CDL permit, and undergo at least 25 hours of training from the State Education Department. Parents can expect more delays and cancellations through at least October. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Lisa Autry.